A five-minute mystery entitled The Bray of a Mule. Somewhere on the great Arabian desert, the caravan of the noted Arab chieftain, Rabin Saud, has rested for the night. It is morning of the following day, and we find ourselves in the tent of the chieftain himself. It is Rabin Saud who speaks.
See that the camels are watered, Sa'i, and as usual, see to it that Rasu is well cared for.
Illustrious master, I would rather lose my eyes than neglect the sacred donkey of my chief.
It is well. Go.
Saud! Rabin Saud!
A morning greeting, Stark Effendi. I hope you have slept well.
Rabin Saud, I fear I slept too well. I've been robbed.
Robbed? Bismillah, it cannot be.
I didn't think it possible myself, and for that reason I left my money bags unguarded. For 2 weeks they've been safe. This morning, they're gone.
Dogs, swine. Was it a great deal of money, Effendi?
£100.
My guest, I promise you, before nightfall, the thief will be known and your money returned.
But how can you tell? How can anyone pick out the thief from over 150 men?
There are ways, my friend. Go now and trust in me. Start, my friend. You shall sit beside me here.
I can't understand what you mean to do, Saud.
I have called my men together. You will see now how an Arab meets out justice. My followers, a grave insult has been made to offend a Stark. One of you has debased me so far as to steal from my guests the sum of £100. Sakut, the thief is amongst you. I shall seek him out. And, mark you, he cannot escape me. In my tent at this moment stands Rasu, the sacred donkey, a lineal descendant of the ass on which Allah rode into the holy city. Rasu shall tell me the guilty one. Sakut, hear me. Each of you, one by one, will enter my tent and pull the tail of Rasu. If you are innocent, Rasu will remain silent. But when the false and guilty man pulls his tail, Rasu will bray loudly. And when he brays, it will mean death for someone. Go now. You, Sahi, first.
Yes, master.
Saud, I can't help saying that to me this is ridiculous.
You will see.
Saud, I told you this was ridiculous. Every man has gone into that tent and the donkey has given no sign.
Precisely. Now, Effendi, you shall see. Come.
Where are you taking me?
Come. Malu Sakut! You, put out your hands. Palm up. Now you, palm up. You, out with your hands. Palm up.
Oh, this is even more ridiculous.
Think you so, Effendi? Then let me tell you, this is your man.
This man?
Precisely. Dog, swine, mercy, infidel. Mercy. Where is the money before I slit your throat?
Behind yonder date tree buried in the ground.
Fetch it and be quick.
Yes, oh yes, illustrious one.
Saud, you've got me stumped. How on earth did you know that man was the thief?
Simplicity itself, Effendi. I merely coated the tail of Rasu, the sacred donkey, with palm oil. When I told my superstitious followers that Rasu would bray when the guilty one touched his tail, I knew the guilty one would not touch that tail. Behold, everyone has palm oil on his hands but the guilty one, who did not dare touch the tail of Rasu.
Why, it's wonderful.
It is understanding human nature. Here comes the wretch now, and he carries your money bags with him.